Scientists have long held that there are differences between men's and women's brains. The Tel Aviv team wanted to find out if those differences are significant enough to create two distinctly different types of brain, just as there are distinctly male and female reproductive organs. To answer this question, we looked at over 1,400 brains from different samples, said Daphna Joel, who heads the psychobiology program at Tel Aviv University. In each example, we determined the regions showing the largest differences, and then we asked whether these differences can make sure the subject is on the female end or on the male end, and what we found is that this is very rare. The researchers determined that specific parts of the brain do show sex differences, but an individual brain rarely has all male or all female traits. So, what are the social reflections of the findings? Joel suggests that we should try to move from the language categorizing people according to their sex toward the language treating everyone according to their specific characteristics and interests. It means that our assumption that people come in two types, male nature and female nature, which has no scientific basis, and people are very different from each other, she said. While most scientists agree that brains contain varying mixtures of male and female traits, many say that prevailing evidence proves that sex has an important influence on brain function. Mental health experts, for example, argue that exploring biological differences between male and female brains may help answer questions such as why men are more likely than women to develop autism, while women are more likely to suffer from depression. They say more study is needed to determine in what way and to what extent one's sex influences the brain.
Question 23. What does the Tel Aviv team find out? Question 24. What should be used for categorizing people according to Joel? Question 25. What does the prevailing evidence prove?